Blog Talk Radio.
Gone Wild Fabulous Fridays. It's your host Georgia Marantos, and we've had a few last minute changes. Marcy, unfortunately, has been unwell and she's taken tonight off, so you won't be hearing from Marcy today, but she'll be back next week. And we have a special pop-up guest, a very good friend of mine and a great intuitive, Deborah Felserbusch. Deborah, are you there?
I'm here, Georgia. Thank you. I'm so excited to be with you and to go wild with Psychics Gone Wild in the audience. Just even hearing it just kind of lifts my energy up. Great name.
It's great, isn't it? And we have a great night every Friday night, and we enjoy our time with everyone who calls in, and it's a really great energy. And so I'm just so grateful that you were available last minute, and that, you know, because I've known you for, 5 years now?
And, I think it's about, you know, that, yes.
And, you know, I know how good you are. I've had many readings from you, and you're one of the people that I always go back to when I'm in need of, you know, a really good reading. So maybe you can tell a little bit, maybe you can tell everybody a little bit about, you know, what it is that you offer, you know, what it is that you do.
Oh, sure. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, you know, same goes for you. I guess, you know, we're on a similar vibration. I just think you're just fabulous. And just so intuitive and I guess basically just let me see to just explain it. Well, I'm a psychic medium, and I'm an intuitive, and I'm a spiritualist minister. And I also do a little bit of NLP and hypnosis. But really, I guess, you know, for me, like working with people, and especially doing this, the psychic readings and the mediumship, it's really about, for me, just working with people to help them, you know, get connected to their source energy, to feel reconnected, to feel energized, to feel healed, to feel, you know, that they're in the best possible place they can be. And, you know, it's amazing that when we tap into our own spirit, our own higher self, that we get direction. And then we also have the help of the spirit realm, the spirit guides and the angels. And it was so funny because before I came on the show, I was listening to this little video clip on YouTube, and it was this like scientific symphony with Carl Sagan. It was kind of funny, like a little rappy, and they were singing, "We are all connected," and I was like, "Yes, we're all one, we're all connected." And I'm like, "This is really cool."
Wonderful.
And then you know, like one of the scientists was saying that, you know, we're a speck in the big vast universe. And you know, I had someone, and I say this often, I guess I do like angel message circles, but I say I work with angels a lot, and I love their just very loving and healing energy. But sometimes as people go along, I had one woman who was telling me that she had a conversation with her higher power, God, and she said that she felt like she was just a speck of dust, and she was talking to God about that. And what was so amazing was the angels were telling her that she was not a speck of dust, that she counted and that she was very important, and that her prayers and her thoughts and her wants and her desires were heard. And that was very healing, and that was very meaningful to her, to know that she counted and that she was important. And I think that, you know, with these spiritual messages, they bring us home to ourselves, the place inside ourselves where we really know the truth of who we are, and they're very, I guess, very empowering, very healing. And so I like to work with that. And, you know, in the mediumship, a lot of people, again, it's very healing because they get closure. They know that there are people from the other side who care about them, who are around them, you know, that they're not alone. And it's nice to know that you're not alone in the world. It's nice to know that you have helped. It's nice to know that, you know, people listen, or you can make amends with, you know, spirit people who are on the other side.
Yeah, loved ones and things that you didn't get to say when, you know, when they were alive or when they were passing.
And,
you know, Deborah, it's the minute you started talking, you know, my energy calmed down. I'm feeling the healing energy vibes coming from you. I know we're going to have a great night tonight. And just before we launch in, I was wondering if you could share a little bit about how you came to do what you do, because I know you've been doing it for some time now.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Well, it was a long journey. In my particular case, it does run in my family. My grandmother was psychic. She didn't do it professionally, but she was psychic. She knew who was coming, you know, to dinner, and she would just, you know, tell my dad and, you know, my aunt just what she thought, and her husband, my grandfather, at the time. So we all knew that she was psychic on that side. My mother's side probably is a little psychic too, but that wasn't really discussed. And then my father, you know, had no interest in it whatsoever. He became an engineer. And my brother was interested in being a psychic. So for me, when I was younger, I used to get premonitions about things. So I knew things would happen in advance, you know, and I'd be like, oh, okay, I kind of knew that. Right? Because we all have like a knowing.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was psychic per se, but I knew I could see things coming, or I knew if I was going to bump into people, similarly to my grandmother.
Right.
Sometimes when I was little, I would dress like them. And you know, I also knew when my grandfather passed away right away, and I told my dad.
Right.
And that was the only glimpse of, you know, seeing spirits that I had, or connecting with spirits that I had, until I was an adult. So I just kind of, you know, dismissed it. And I went along and just went through the, you know, traditional thing. I graduated college. I had a job, you know, in the regular business world. And then when I was in my late 20s, I went to Hawaii, and I had this huge opening there, and I was really feeling, and I started getting so much more psychic information that was coming through, and the visuals and the feeling and everything else. And I thought I was going to really focus on the healing aspect of things. And I was interested in the psychic stuff, but I was more interested in the healing aspect. So I started doing some healing. Mm. And then I took a break from it for a little while. So sometimes you take a break from things. And then after 9/11, I just went back to it, and I was just really, like, totally called after 9/11 to go back with it. And then I started to be more interested on the psychic end of things. And that's where it sort of progressed. And then I took some classes in the place that you did, which is the Holistic Studies Institute, which is a wonderful place for learning and developing. And I learned that I was a medium. And I was like, okay, all right, I'm not just psychic, I'm a medium too, okay.
Of course.
And then it took me a little while, like it does some people. You know, I had, you know, the corporate stuff, and I had to, like, be comfortable to, like, leave my corporate job and then to do this full-time. And then I just decided I would do it full-time. And I haven't looked back. I just
well
keep doing
done.
It.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's my calling.
It is your calling. I know it is. Oh, that's really wonderful to hear your story. And I know it helps paint a picture. So how do people get a hold of you, Deborah?
Well, you could get a hold of me through my website, which is www.illuminateawareness.com. That's illuminateawareness.com. Or you could get a hold of me through my phone number, which is 212-868-0810. Or I'm on Facebook. You could friend me on Facebook and look for Deborah Holzebusch, and you could friend me there. Or you could also email me at Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, at illuminateawareness.com.
Wonderful. And I know listeners who have listened to the show on previous nights know that they can find my information on www.psychicsgonewild.com, and that'll redirect you to my website and a little bit of information about me. And, you know, there are also wonderfully talented and incredible people on the Psychics Gone Wild website. So please check everyone out. And if you're looking and feeling like having a full in-depth reading, I know tonight we only get to answer one question, usually a very brief look at a particular issue. But if you ever need a more in-depth reading, please contact us, because we're definitely available. And like Deborah's been describing, not only do you get the answers that you really need, and sometimes as opposed to the ones that you want, but you also get the healing energy that comes through in a reading, because when we're connecting to spirit, we're connecting with you and your spirit, and that connection, you know, creates a vortex of healing energy. And so it's always worthwhile to get a, you know, to get an in-depth reading, because it really helps heal and, you know, move you further along your spiritual path.
Absolutely.
So with that, we've had some people who are who called about 27 minutes ago. So how do you feel, Deborah, about taking some callers and answering some questions, seeing how we can help people?
Sure, it sounds great, Georgia.
All right. So here we go. And for everybody listening, if you could, because we'd like to get to everybody, and I know I say this every week, and somehow the time just slips by, and I almost think to myself, maybe we could make this a two-hour show or a two-and-a-half-hour show just to get everybody in. But what I'd really like to do is if we can keep to our questions to just the one question. And tonight we're going to be asking people to give us their name and their location and then their question. So it would be really helpful if we know your location as well as your name. So here we go. First caller.
Hi, guys. How are you?
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name and what's your location?
Yeah, my name's Jordana in Rochester, Minnesota.
Ah, okay.
Great.
Jordana, Rochester, Minnesota. Okay.
Yes.
And do you have a question for Deborah?
I do. It's a relationship question.
Oh,
my boyfriend, we've been going through like our ups and downs, but last night particularly, we had a really big fight and he said some hurtful things. And I guess I'm just wondering if he meant those things and if you see us getting, you know, fixing things.
Okay, let me just see what it looks like. Oh, interesting. So, well, in the beginning, it just feels that, right. It feels like he's touching on your heartstring. So it feels like he was. It feels like he's trying to get a reaction out of you.
Oh, he got one.
Right, a big one, right? Okay. And it feels like he feels like he's hit a brick wall. Let me just see. Right. And it also feels like you'll get more clarity within 7 days. So it's going to take maybe another week for all the dust to settle.
Okay.
Let me just see about it. Right. Okay. Okay. With that. Mm-hmm. So basically what it's saying is, I mean, again, it's kind of up to you, but it feels like within a relatively short time that you'll know what you want to do with it. It just seems like there's a sort of a short window of opportunity to straighten things out. And that's sort of up to you. And if not, then you'll just sort of cut it loose and then he'll just go on.
No, does he, but I understand what you're saying because mm-hmm. I do have to do something to fix things. But mm-hmm. once that's done, is he going to want to fix things, I guess, was my question, because he was telling me last night he
uh-huh.
didn't.
Would he want to fix things? He's not willing to do something now. Unfortunately, it looks like you would have to make an overture towards him, but you'll know within about a week as to what you want to do.
Right, yeah. Well, and he already told me he was going to talk to me next week, so it must be after I do everything that needs to be done, I'm assuming.
That's what it looks like. I mean, I'd like it
okay.
to seem like it's another way for you, but it doesn't seem like that's
right.
the case. Unfortunately, sometimes when we're in a relationship, sometimes one person has the more evolved person has a bigger burden. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do it. It just means that it's, you know, the onus is on you.
Right, and if I do that, then we could fix things.
That's
okay.
what it looks like, but again, it's just there. He's going to take a look at himself, they just showed me, but it's just that there's a very small window of opportunity that it's looking like as it stands now, unless something radically changes.
Right, so I just need to make sure that I take care of everything in the next week.
If you want to, yes.
Right.
So
okay,
I'll leave that with you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jordana. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Good night.
Oh, one more thing. I know you're off. Just basically, it's up to you really again to just sort of bring him back if that's what you want to do. Okay. All right.
Oh,
I'm
and
ready
I think
for the next person. Go ahead.
Oh, here we go. So, I think Jordana left us, but she'll be able to listen to the recording. So here we go. Okay, we've got our next caller coming through. Hi, 954, you're on the air. What's your name, location, and question?
Hi, this is Mary from Florida. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mary.
Do you answer questions regarding health or prefer not to?
I can't diagnose, but I can give you general, and I always say to check with the doctors.
Right. Well, I'm under the doctor's care, but if you don't think that you would pick up a lot on it, then I can ask a different question.
Okay, I would just ask a different question.
All right. I've been struggling with my financial situation and trying to find ways to bring in some income and deciding whether I'm going to be in my home or move. Or what do you pick up around all of this?
Okay, let's see. Oh, okay. I feel that there's a good possibility that you might move.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just see what...
But
would it doesn't...
Would that be my own initiation, or how would that come about? Or...
You're going to take a look at the finances. They're showing me that, and so I feel like you'll sit down with someone. So I don't feel like it's just that you're doing it all by yourself. I feel like you're talking to someone from what they're showing me.
Uh-huh.
And then it feels like... It feels like you'll decide to go ahead with that. I feel that you still have a couple of, you know, months to do that, and I don't feel like it's like tomorrow. I feel like it seems to me sometime next year when it gets a little bit warmer.
Right.
That's what it's looking like. So it feels like there's some play in there.
Okay. Now, if I decide to do that, would I make any profit on my home and find a good location that would be less?
Okay. Would you make a profit on your home? Okay. It looks like that's the case, but again, it has to be, what they're encouraging you to do is to do it when you're ready, because that's going to set the tone with what you're doing. So it's just kind of lining everything up and then doing it when you're ready, but it looks like you'll find something that would work for you. Financially, so you'll probably make something on yours, or it looks like you'll make something on yours, but it's the setup that's important.
The setup, in what respect?
You're just being prepared. They're showing me that you're definitely making some money. So as I see money, sometimes I see it like change, sometimes I see it as gold bars, but I'm seeing you being handed cash. So
really?
It looks like you'll make a reasonable amount of money. I'm not saying like, you know, $1 million, but it looks like you'll be making some money on it. It's not change. It's a little bit more.
Oh, good. So I would find something, though, that I'd be able to go if I have animals, and I'm kind of worried if I made a change.
It looks like that's the case, right? And then they're showing that. Yeah, it's going to be fine from what it looks like.
Okay.
Yeah, I can jump in and say that I've been getting that as you've been talking, Deborah. I've been getting that, yes, the change, you're going to make it happen. I mean, you know, the same with the last caller, actually. It's interesting how we're synchronizing. Or as you were speaking with the last caller, Deborah, I was getting, you said 7 days, and I pulled a card that was the number seven. And this
mm-hmm.
time when you said, you know, when you said, yes, the money's there, or it's coming in, there's all these cards that have got coins on them that have been coming through. So, you know, definitely, Mary, it's going to happen, because I also see you taking at least one, two, I'm not sure how many animals you have, but definitely two. And I don't know if one of them, like calf, but, you know, I kind of get two and a half. I'm not quite sure about the third animal. How many animals do you have?
Well, I have one senior cat who's about 17. He's a cancer survivor and good health for his age. And I have one that I keep on my patio. And then I have a couple of others that I feed from the neighborhood. There's one particular one I'm pretty fond of.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's hard sometimes. I want to, you know, find a place for them, and they're free here. I don't know what would happen, you know, if they go somewhere else. A big concern.
I just have two other quick things for you. One is that your next place will have a better air quality, so you'll feel good in the atmosphere. And the other thing that my guides are showing me is that you'll benefit with your health from any sort of massage or self-massage.
Yeah, I do. I kind of do that. I used to get massages and acupuncture, but I haven't been able to in my situation. But I do believe in that.
Yeah, they seem to work well with you. So, again, it could be like you doing something that, you know, you're working on yourself, or it could be, you know, when the funds are in, working with someone else. But it's definitely beneficial for you.
It would be. Will it be in the area I'm in? I mean, I won't have to move out of state. I kind of want to stay close by.
Let me just see. It feels like, again, I'm feeling like you're going to talk about this with someone. And it feels like someone is going to help you find something and maybe just go a little bit overboard to help you, and that'll help you get it if you want it to be, you know, in the same state.
Right. I want to kind of stay in the same neighborhood because I have a lot of contacts in this area.
In the area, yeah. It feels like, again, it's a contact that you have. There's someone that's willing to help you.
Oh, good. Oh.
And
I have a couple places in mind, but they won't take cats, so... drawback unless they change their rules next year. But I kind of like, you know, I know where I want to go. I just can't. I don't want to sneak them in. I don't want to do that because I don't want troubles down the road.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, someone
you definitely see them coming with you.
Oh, good. All
so
right.
You're gonna, yeah, you'll be finding a place with them. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't leave them behind. There's no way.
And it feels like there's like a small, it doesn't feel like a beach, but it feels like you're going to be in a community with a little body of water around it.
Oh, that's what I want. Yeah, because I have a body of water outside where I am now, and I
mm-hmm.
kind of boiled because this is my first home, and I always wanted to be near water. And
ah,
I am.
Got you.
And it's very healing.
Yeah, there's. It's like a lagoon, and it's in a
nice.
Like a nature setting. So I'm really
mm-hmm.
having a time pulling away. I don't really want to go, but the finances are getting really bad, and they won't work with me, so I'll just, but you definitely see a body of water as well. That would be good.
I just saw a body. They just showed me a body of water. So the thing is, again, you know, just keep looking, and then just also keep tapping into those contacts that you have, because,
yeah.
again, it looks like there's somebody who wants to help you with this.
Well, would that be a man by any chance? That
it's
I
a man. Yeah, it's definitely a man.
Yeah, because there's somebody I've known a long time, and I've kind of, you know, we've been friends, and he lives nearby, and I'm hoping that maybe he'll scout around because he gets around town. I'm hoping he'll come up with something for me.
Yes, and he could also talk to him about the finances if you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I got
yeah,
that
well,
too,
he
that he might help with finances.
Yeah. You mean financially? You mean
no, well, he'll look it over with you.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't know about him, like, giving you money, but it looks like he'll go over the books with you or go over what your budget is.
Right.
That's what they showed me earlier.
Okay. Well, that would be good, yeah. It always helps to take a second look. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's,
yeah.
that's...
Well, Mary?
That is wonderful. Thank
we should,
you.
Well,
oh,
so you should have
welcome.
Been to back.
Thank
yes.
you. Father,
have a good night.
Bless
bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Hi, it's really interesting, isn't it, Deborah? So as you're speaking, the spirit's, you know, giving you the imagery and the messages, and at the same time, it's so funny, so serendipitous, the exact same imagery is coming up on the cards, and the numbers are relevant. It's amazing how spirit works, right?
That's right. Spirit's
okay.
very efficient. I appreciate it. Thank you for jumping in and helping me out there and flushing out what I'm saying. Okay.
Oh, well, yeah, so here we go with our next caller. We've got, here we go. I'm a little clunky on the board, but here we go. Last week I lost somebody. 954,
oh.
you're on the
oh,
air.
Oh, I'm sorry,
what's
I'm
your
just
name?
Listening. I'm
just oh,
listening.
I'm of course.
I want.
Oh, Mary, it's you. I'm so sorry. Here we go. I'm going to have you listening again. There you go. Bye. Just as I said it had happened. Here we go. Caller 505, you're on the air. Hi, what's your name?
Welcome.
Location and question.
My name is Janet, and I'm from New Mexico.
Janet, New Mexico.
Welcome.
Hi.
And how can we help you?
Hi.
Well, first I want to say when you started speaking, it also calmed me down. I've had a busy day, and I just kind of refreshed myself within that little bit of time, kind of dozed
yeah.
off even, and I'm rejuvenated again.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you. there's two or three things that's happening to me. And I don't know if it's all connected or if it's got to do with the moon and Venus and Mars and all that other stuff. Last night, after a person said something indirectly to me, I heard them, but they didn't, but I couldn't respond. I went into a room of mine, and I was just quiet and confronted myself, and I blessed God, and I... just prior to that, I'm not used to tuning into my angel or knowing who it is,
mm-hmm.
but they told me it was Gabrielle,
uh-huh.
and not to let that person drag me down and make it doubt myself, and Gabrielle was telling me the 012. I said, okay, so I went in the other room, and I faced this issue and said, I shouldn't be feeling this way. I'm bringing myself out of it because I've gone back into my hole that I had worked 6 weeks to come out of. And it did bring me up. And then I was shutting my eyes and focusing on my third eye. And first I saw a sheet of black with redness in it. And that faded away. Then a blue came, and then a white. And the white, and the first time I felt this, it's not the usual white light type of thing I visualize. I had a cover of white coming over me like a bubble, starting at the top of my head and down surrounding my body. And I felt it slowly coming over me. And as it did, and my vision was upward, I saw white stars, and it was sparkly. They sparkled, and they fell upon over me. I felt very good inside, very calm, very blissful. And I just sat there and enjoyed every minute of it. I want to test my abilities. Was it the Holy Ghost? Was it Gabriel? Was it God? Or can you tell me if you think it's something else, give me information.
Okay, what I'm getting is I'm definitely seeing Gabriel that's here with you. And Gabriel is holding like a beacon of light, a beaker. And also He's saying that he's working together with God and Spirit. So it feels like, again, you got good information. It was God and Spirit and Gabriel. They all work together. And they feel, and what Gabriel is telling me is that this was a big triumph for you.
And he's also
saying that this is part of your own advancement. And he's saying that really that, from what he's showing me, his expression is like the hand of God came in to give you a help and to make that connection. And then what he's doing is he's showing me like you, and he's opening up your angel wings. And so I'm seeing like all these feathers, and I feel like he's connecting to you like that. And he just said for you that you're a really bright light. And he's just saying that as things go along, you'll notice the sweetness in things and to just wait for, or just work with things and wait for them to ripen. So there's kind of like a little bit of a patience thing. And again, he keeps saying that he's working together with God with you. So the God with you, you're feeling the energy, and you're also connecting with the God within you. Right, and he's making a joke with me. He said that you were sort of in your own way at Heaven's Gate.
I said what? Like,
he was making a joke. He said you were at Heaven's Gate. So it's not literal, but it's sort of figuratively that you were just connecting with this really, you know, lovely energy.
And
he's saying that he's aware that you sing God's praises. You sing God's praises. So he's aware that you have a very nice relationship with God.
Oh, that's awesome to hear.
Yes.
Wow. Well, and thank you, because I've been working on this kind of stuff for 6 weeks, and I've never really heard one of the angels say, this is who I am. I've always got who it was through a psychic on the blog. And last
night
was
the
first time I heard that Gabriel go, this is our Gabriel.
Well, one thing which is really interesting, once you start tuning into the angels a little bit more, you'll notice other angels. And what's very interesting for you, you may all of a sudden hear a name that you never heard before. And so that's very common with people who, when they're working with angels, they'll hear, you know, a name that they haven't heard before. And then, you know, you'll connect with the name, get a message, or you could look it up, and you'll see, and you'll be like, wow, you know.
Oh, that's what I did last night, because I don't know the angels. I just know of Raphael, Gabriel, and Michael. But I don't know, I haven't slowed down enough to learn what they do. So when Gabriel says, this is me, I got on the internet and looked at her up, found out it was a her, it wasn't a him, and I told my husband. I told him just what all went on. And I said, I looked it up, and that's exactly who it is. And that's when I went in the bathroom and was with Gabriel and touched the way I was.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, just so
that's
that you
wonderful.
Know this, with the angels, it's very wonderful. Angels also, they're really, they don't have a sex, but they come in a form that's the most relevant to you. So sometimes I have certain angels, like Gabriel, I can have Gabriel come in as a male, or I can have Jophiel come as a male or a female. So it could be some of them come in as both. So don't get too hung up on the sexes, but, you know, really it's just a really beautiful, beautiful experience
that
you have.
Oh, no, I'm not. Don't misunderstand me. I thought when people said Gabriel, that it was a male. I haven't visualized an angel. I didn't visualize the angel at all. I heard his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
yeah,
this is Archangel Gabriel. And then I saw that Gabriel isn't Gabriel, it's Gabrielle.
Mm-hmm.
That's really how you would pronounce it, right?
Yeah, it could be either.
So, and it said in the statement it was a female.
Then that's what she came in as for you.
Yeah, I guess. Well, no, because I heard the angel before I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I looked it up to see if did I hear what I thought I heard.
Yeah.
It's amazing to get the validation, isn't it, Janet? And we're really, really happy that this is part of your spiritual journey and your spiritual awakening, and it's going to get stronger and stronger, so enjoy, really. It's beautiful. And I know, you know, Deborah works a lot with the angels, so you've, you know, called in on a good night to get somebody to connect with.
Yeah, it was just an amazing, amazing experience, amazing healing energy.
Thank you so much, thank you, Janet.
Have a good night.
Yes, I will. God bless.
God bless you.
Wonderful. Okay, so we've got quite a few callers, and we're just going to jump right through. How does that sound, Deborah? We just keep going?
Yeah, sounds great.
All right. So we have caller 780. You're on the air. What's your name, your location, and your question?
So Jay calling.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, Jay calling from Canada.
Ah, hi, Jay.
Welcome.
Hey there. I got a question for you, actually. It's about a relationship that's coming up, and I'm actually doing some online dating right now. So I have a person I'm going to meet, actually, through online dating. So I'm just curious. If that's the person that is the one or something like that. So
it's so funny, as you were telling me, I was seeing that the Heinz ketchup commercial. Anticipation is keeping me waiting. And then I'm seeing roses, so it feels like it's very romantic. And a big smile. And it feels like there's a lot of happiness with it. Let me just see. Right. Oh, and this person that's coming in is like incredibly, incredibly talented and has a lot of energy. Like, I don't know if you're high energy. This person has like a ton of energy.
Yeah, she's a Libra, so.
And she gets a lot done. Just very talented, has a lot of energy, gets a lot done. They're having her almost like a superwoman, like really like does so much. Let me just see. What else they're showing me? Right, it's a very healing relationship.
Mm.
You know, but even in healing relationships, sometimes there are things that come up here and there. So it'll be very nice. But you know, occasionally people have little things that come up, and just you know, just keep that in perspective. But by and large, it's just very, very lovely, very innovative, very, very nice. What are
cool.
you getting, Georgia? Yeah, it's good. It's good. But, you know, as I said, it's just really like, you know, just even if there's like little things, you know, don't just kind of, you know, take that in. Overall, it's like extremely positive.
So I'm, Jake, I'm being shown that I'm not so sure that it's this particular one that you have right now, because the card that I got was the Hangman, which is telling me that which is always the card that I get when I'm being told, like, not right now. So it feels like, you know, your waiting feels like a struggle, but the truth is she's coming. So it's so hard to know that somebody's coming and to wait for them when you really, really want them to be here. So, you know, Spirit's just encouraging you all the more to, you know, think about the goal and relax, because you don't need to worry whatsoever. If she's meant to come to you, she's going to find you. And, you know, and you're going to know exactly, you know, because your energies are going to be completely, you know, at one. It's like, you know, when two souls meet in this way, in particular, I mean, I don't know if it's a twin soul or the soulmate level, you're going to feel it. So, so it's, I mean, I feel your anticipation. I know we talked last week, and we've even described her, right? You know a little bit about what she looks like, and I know that you know quite a lot about her on your own, from your own intuition. So it's definitely just a little bit of waiting. So, and it may be that it's her, but like I said, the card that I picked up was the card that that had you waiting just a little bit longer. But I'd love to hear if it is. So please, call again.
Sure, I will.
Yeah, and then they're also showing me that you'll have a spiritual union. So, again, you know, it's all good.
Hmm. Okay,
it is all good, right? We're excited.
It is all good.
It's a great time of the year, man.
So. It is, isn't it, actually? This time of the year, things start to kind of, you know, get back into gear, and everybody's excited about, you know, the weather's changing, it's getting cooler, and people are just seem happier all around. Summer's finally tolerable because it's almost over.
But also, you know, you got that grand sextile that's on right now. So, I mean, I have another one coming off on 26. So, I mean, just it's a great time to create and manifest right now for anybody, I feel.
Jake, you're my astrological hotline. And I love hearing about astrology. And usually it's Angela that keeps me up to date. And, of course, I didn't have a chance to have a look. So we're in a grand sextile right now.
Mm. Yeah. I heard it's going to be coming for another couple of months, but there's another one coming up. There was one on a July 29th, and there's one on a
26th.
Yeah, July 29th, and there's one coming up on August 26th. So it's continuing right now, like I said.
Oh, right. So the energy is kind of over us at the moment, right? So for people that are not familiar with the grand sextile energy, it's, you know, two triangles that are meeting, one up and one down, and it's a symbol that has a huge, the Star of David has a huge potential to bring down incredible energy. And in that portal of energy, in that energy, you can make what you really, really want happen. So it's a good time to kind of be, you know, putting in those wishes for manifestation and really, you know, amping up on your dreams, because the energy that's coming through is really supportive of making things happen for you. So, and I know the one on the 29th was a very feminine energy, had a lot of divine feminine. So do you know about the one that's coming up on the 26th?
No, I don't know which planets are lining them up so this time, so I can maybe find out. Give a shout. So, but it's cool.
Yeah. Give us a call on that night or around that time. Well, we'll find out and talk about it. I mean, it's very exciting times when so many planets line up and create this incredible energy. Well, thanks for calling in, Jake.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Nice to speak with you. Bye.
Again, bye-bye.
Caller 808, you're on the air. What's your name, location, and question?
Oh, hi, my name is Kulu Leilani, and we're calling from Hawaii, and I'm going to turn over the phone to Susan Gage, my mother-in-law, and she wanted to ask you guys a question. And I just want to say thank you, and we appreciate
you
here. Hold on.
Hi, yes, my name is Susan, and I'm from Honolulu, and I'm inquiring about, do you have a message for me from my father?
Hi, Susan. Let me tune in and see. Hold on for 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like I'm getting him here. And I feel like I'm seeing him sort of like sitting down, and he's sitting outside. And he feels like he's content. He feels like he's happy. I feel also, from what he's showing me, it feels like you're very plugged in, and it feels like there's a lot of energy that he's telling me that's coming your way. I want to ask you about your mom. Is your mom still here, or she passed?
She's still here.
She's mentioning mom. She's still here. Okay, so then I feel like there's love to your mom. There's an acknowledgement to your mom because he just said mom. And right, and I feel like he said mom, and then he said mom's the word. So I feel like, you know, there's an acknowledgement that you're able to keep confidences, and I feel like he was able to keep confidences from what he's showing me. I feel also right. That's interesting. He's also watching Georgia with her cards, and so he finds that interesting. So he's showing me that.
Join me. Let the cards slip out.
He's kind of coming back and forth from what he's saying. He's saying that he's taking things slow, so there's a slow feeling. He's talking to me about his nose, and so I guess he had a more prominent nose, according to him, or you have a similar nose, something about the nose.
Yes.
So he's showing me that. Okay. Now, I don't know if this is a place or it's a car, because he's talking to me about Monte Carlo. Did he have a Monte Carlo car, or is there something with you? He had a car?
No,
or
there was a Chevy Impala that we had an issue about that we discussed once.
Okay. Let me just see if I could get. I don't know why he's showing me. He's talking to me about Monte Carlo. He mentioned Monte Carlo. Let me just see if it's the. Oh, okay. Let me just. Oh, okay. Right. I forget. I'm having psychic amnesia. Where is Monte Carlo?
In France.
In France. Okay. He's taking a pin and he's putting it on like a map. So I don't know if you'd want to go to France or in that area. It feels like he's showing you, or he's asking you to consider where you'd like to go to visit. So there might be some place that you're going to visit that's outside of Hawaii, but it feels like, you know, he's interested in you picking a location for a trip. That's the best that I could figure it out with what he's showing me. With that, let me just see what he's showing me. Oh, right. And he's also watches your family, and he's always interested in how people are doing with their health. So he's saying to me that even if somebody has like a little cold, he takes an interest with how everybody's doing it. And then he's putting himself in the car, and he's putting a safety belt on. And you know, he's also concerned about their safety. So it's like safety, health, you know, the general areas of life. And he's saying to me that he would like, again, he likes the outdoors from what it seems to be, and it seems like he'd like to be eating with the family outdoors from what he's showing me. With that, right. And right. So who's the good cook in the house? Is that your mom or you?
Who's my sister.
Your sister's
my
a good
sister.
Cook? Okay, because
right.
He's talking about someone who's a good cook. He didn't say who it was, but he's also saying that somebody's a good cook with that. And right. Okay, right. Let me just see. Right. And he's going back to your mom. He feels like your mom would like to help more or be more involved. There's a feeling of her liking to help more, be more involved if she could with that. And again, there's a feeling from what he's showing to me of wanting to help. And he's also saying that it's important that you pass down and you may disagree, I'm not sure, but it's important that you pass down skills of just general skills. So if it's not cooking, it could be how to sew things, but he's feeling like you should pass the skills down in the family on how to do things.
Okay.
And he feels that helps. Like he was showing me sewing, how do you thread a needle, how do you do certain things, and it's just like passing those skills down. He feels that that's like a valuable thing that, you know, a mother can do, or that's a valuable thing that people can do in the family by passing skills down. And let me just see what, right, okay. And also he's saying that it's important for you and your family to act as a cheerleader, that, again, it's like your connection to the rest of the family, and that makes a difference. If you're feeling lively, if you're helping, you can kind of motivate other people, and that makes a difference.
Okay.
And let me just see, right. Oh, okay, now he's going into driving again. Are you driving at all?
Yes.
Okay, he's saying that it's important that when you're driving at night to, you know, make sure that the if you need to put the high beams on, to put the high beams on, so it's just like people see you and that sort of thing. For some reason, he's talking about, like, drivers, you know, driving. Since you mentioned the car, he started going into driving a little bit with that.
Yes, I see that. I see that.
And again, right, he's all about you growing the family. And again, it doesn't have to be with you. You're probably done, but it's like the whole family growing. He just likes the kids to have kids. He loves, like, children. He loves a big family.
Yeah.
And he feels like the family is growing. And he's saying that, like, he feels relieved because he feels, again, that things are, he feels that you're taking better care of yourself. And you're filling yourself up, and that's a relief to him. So how you are is, like, very important to him with that. And he's just saying again that really he's wanting you to have really the best life that you can. Right. And let me just see about that. I don't know. Let's see what that is. Right. I guess, I don't know. It's not really so outlandish, but he said that maybe his taste in food is a little bit, the things that they ate like 50 years ago is the same, but it's a little different. And so it seems like some of the things that he ate, not that they're exotic, might be, like, a little different than the stuff that they have now. Like, you might not like all of his taste in food. So he's just showing me that with regard to that. And again, right. Let me just ask you about this, because now he's talking to me about a man. Are you currently in a relationship, or are you not in a relationship?
No, I'm not in a relationship. My husband and I are good friends, and he does live in the house with me, my ex-husband.
Okay, because I feel like he's talking to your husband, about your husband, and I feel like from what he's showing me about him, there's an acknowledgement to him, but it looks like what he's showing me with your husband is that your husband is going to be striving a little bit more, and he sees your husband reaching the finish line, getting to where he wants. So,
okay.
You know, again, if things have been, like, slow, he sees him starting to pick up and getting to where he wants. So that, to me, feels like it's that's very, very good with that. And, right, oh, how do I, let's see.
Deborah and Susan,
go
I'm
ahead.
So sorry. We might need to wrap up this
okay.
Reading because
so,
we've got quite a lot of callers who are
okay,
waiting online.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just
Susan,
leave
do
you with...
feel like we've answered your question and made some good contact? It certainly sounds like it.
Yes, there has been some things that are good. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate this so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Good night, Susan.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, that was wonderful. I could feel the stream of his energy, actually, Deborah. And as you were speaking, you know, the cards that I was pulling up were exactly the same. He was talking about the family expanding, and I'm seeing this in the cards. There's a woman who's pregnant, and it's like, of course, his family's growing. So there's validation.
Thank you.
You
for
mentioned
the confirmation.
He was looking at me. Yeah, he was looking at me using the cards. So that's, he was, you know, I felt like he was getting me to pull cards out. So that was really wonderful.
Yeah,
and I think
you
brought him in, and I really felt his energy once you did that. So it was easy for me to connect with him too. But I wanted to let you go there. And here we go. We're going to get on to our next caller, who is on. Let me see. I don't want to pick someone I've had before. So I think it's, here we go, 203. Hi, what's your name, your location, and question?
Me?
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. It's this is Linda from Connecticut.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
Yeah. I heard you announcing the numbers, and I'm like, I didn't get a number when I called in. It's my first time calling in, but then it dawned on me it's the area code. So anyway, my question is, I've been having a lot of issues with my mouth and my throat,
mm-hmm.
and I recently had throat surgery. And I know that you said about, you know, health diagnoses you can't do, but any information that you can give to me to help me shift this, I would greatly appreciate it, because I've been to a number of doctors and all my tests are coming back normal, but I'm still experiencing so many problems with my mouth and throat, and nobody knows what's going on, including myself.
Okay, I'll see what
Hi,
Georgia.
Hi, thanks for calling in. So I know Linda, and I'm so glad that you called tonight. Deborah's wonderful. So I'm sitting on the edge of my seat to wait to hear what she has to say to you.
You know what? It's interesting. A little bit unrelated to that, but it can relate. What they're saying is that there are certain things that can exacerbate the problem. And one thing that would exacerbate the problem is you, for some reason, something to do with mold.
Really?
Or foods with mold, it feels like doesn't help the situation. Again, it's not the cure-all, but it doesn't feel like it helps. Maybe if you're, like, around mold, or you're eating something that's, like, certain types of cheeses that have mold in it.
Okay.
So just kind of like you could try it out, or just kind of do that. Right. Okay. So let's see what else there. Oh, okay. Got it. I'm wondering if, let me just see about that. What they're showing me is, and again, it's not exactly, because I'm getting visuals, it's not exactly that. What they're showing me is like tightening a rubber band. I'm wondering if like your jaw is able to expand to where it needs to be. Is there something also with your jaw? Are you able to fully open your mouth?
It feels like I can, yeah. It's more of an irritation in my mouth.
It's irritation.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And then a couple of weeks ago I had my tongue swelled, so I thought it was an allergic reaction, but my allergy tests are coming back negative. So
mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure about that.
Okay, let me just see what else. I don't know why they were showing me something that was like braces and with the rubber bands, and so that's why I was asking you about your mouth, but I'll just put that aside because I'm not quite sure. But that's, what else? Let me just see. Mold. I keep getting mold is not helpful. Things with mold.
Is it, I mean, could it just be a mold allergy? As simple as that?
Let me just see. Could it just be just a mold allergy? Yeah, it could be a mold allergy. It feels like there's some sort of allergy, and it could be mold. It could be a mold allergy from what they're showing me, because they just keep bringing up the mold, and then they're talking to me now about, like, they're showing me the swelling that you were talking about. Let me just see. Okay. Interesting. Okay, so that's pretty much all I'm getting. I'm going to maybe shift it over to Georgia.
Sure. I mean, you know, the cards that I was getting, now this is one of the, I've been talking all night about how we've been in sync, and as you've been talking, you know, the cards that I've been pulling are like, oh, okay, yes. And, well, the cards that I've been pulling this time are like, I can't even relate them to what you're saying. So there must be another message in there for you, Linda. It does feel like this is going to come to an end. So you're not going to be suffering with this for too much longer, if I can just put that out there immediately, because I get the Ten of Swords, which tells me, like, there's an ending with this coming. And it feels like on a spiritual, I mean, I'm being pulled up to the spiritual because you and I connect through a particular spiritual group, and for some reason the spiritual messages come through, and it feels like your guidance and your connection with the angels is very significant. And I know I've had an angel reading from you, Linda, and you're a great intuitive. There's something about cutting away falsehood, and I don't know what that is. I don't know if this is cutting away falsehood in what it is that you speak, but there's something about cutting away the falsehood in your life completely that's significant to this. It's almost like once this happens on the sort of psycho-spiritual level, the cloud will completely move over and the sun will be shining with a blue sky. And you're actually very, very connected and able to look at the cycles in life. And so you're going to be able to sit in amongst the chaos and have your center and be able to, the word is, not it, transmit that for people, that calmness. I don't know, you may even be doing this now, but this is an energy that comes once this cloud is cleared, and I do see it happening for you. So it's so interesting. The last card that I get is, you know, a knight who is reaching up over the clouds to reach to the sky. And, you know, again, I get the magician card, which is one that I usually get for people who are, you know, who are working in the energy healing, intuitive, you know, spiritual side of things. So, you know, I'm rooting for you, Linda. I want you to find the cause of this, and it sounds like you've got a good pointer here with Deborah's reading. So, really, good luck.
Great, thank you.
Thanks for calling in. All righty. So where are we? It's about 10 o'clock. We've got half an hour left for our show. Deborah, how are you feeling?
Good.
So we've gone through quite a number of callers, and we've got some more coming up. Who want to tell people how they can get a hold of you? Because I know it's been a little while since we've let people know.
Sure. You could get a hold of me by going to my website, which is www.illuminateawareness.com. That's illuminateawareness.com. Or you could call me on my phone, which is my business phone, which is 212-868-0810. Or you could call Deborah at Illuminate Awareness. I'm sorry, you could email me at Deborah@illuminateawareness.com. Or you can friend me on Facebook, and it's Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, Holzebusch, H-U-E-L-S-E-B-U-S-C-H.
Wonderful. And you can find my contact details on psychicsgonewild.com. So, everybody, let's sit back for the next half hour and enjoy the wild ride tonight. We've got some more callers to talk to, and here we go with 352. Hi, 352. What's your name, location, and question?
Hi, this is Constance. I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi.
So I guess I've been having some issues, I guess, just with work, and I'm planning on looking for a new job. I guess I'm just kind of wondering what avenue I should probably try and, I guess, go with, or where I should start looking, how that'll come about.
Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, what they're showing me is basically what it's seeming like is it kind of feels like you have a little bit more time. It feels like a little bit more research on your part as to what you want to do, because it feels like right now it doesn't feel like it's as open as it should be for you to start looking. With that. How do you feel about working in the financial industry or doing some financial work?
Well, I guess right now what it is my job I'm doing is kind of like a side job, whereas I have like a career that I'm also going at too. So I guess that would be like another kind of job that I would use to support something, but I mean, I guess I'm looking, I guess, to see if it's something that really brings in the money for me, but also a lot of time that is needed for me to pursue my real career.
Okay, so then let me tell you what I'm doing. It looks like, and what are you doing part-time now?
Well, my career that I'm studying for is to sing opera, but right now I'm serving. My just regular day job is serving at a restaurant.
Okay. What it looks like for me, from what I was seeing, is that one thing that you might consider doing, and again, if it's totally, you know, something you don't want to do, of course, who am I to tell you what to do? But what it feels like you could do is you could work in an office, and it feels like you could do a little bit of back office stuff, and that may be more stable as far as the salary does, and it looks like you'll be doing a little bit of helping with something that's semi-financial. So if you feel like you can like study a little bit more and learn like QuickBooks or some sort of accounting software, you might be able to, it looks like you'll be able to do something that's in an office that's more stable. And a lot of times, some of these smaller firms, like smaller accounting firms or offices, they hire people. They could hire people long-term, part-time. So again, it's up to you. But that's what they were showing me.
Yeah. Interesting. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Constance. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
703, you're on the air. What's your name, location, and question? Hello, are you there? Oh, we might have a bad line. Let me see. I'll put them back on hold and come back to them if we need to.
Okay.
908, you're on the air. Oh. What's your name, location, and question?
My name is James, and I'm calling from New Jersey. And I was wondering when the right lady is coming my way.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what they're saying. Hold on for 1 second.
It's such a beautiful night out tonight.
Say it again. I'm sorry.
It's such a beautiful night out tonight.
Yes. Okay. Let me just.
It's been a beautiful day.
See what they're showing me. Okay, right. Interesting. Okay. Just trying to get the month. Hold on for 1 second. So time period. Okay. Okay, well. Okay, so from what they're showing me, it looks like you'll meet someone and you'll know them for a while. And so it looks like from what they're showing me is that you may meet somebody around the end of the year, November, December, and you'll know them for a while. And then it looks like by next summer, it looks like you're more settled in. And that feels like
cool.
And that feels like it's very, very cool. Let me just see what else they're right. They're showing me, it's kind of cute because they're showing me you like doodling and stuff like that. So it feels like you'll be like, you know, kind of like feeling more relaxed and more of like a youthful feeling with it.
Oh, yeah.
Which it seems very, very good. Let me just see, right. Really kind of what they're saying is that the person has to be a good fit for you, which is obvious for most people, but they're showing me that you know, your spirit is just wanting to get like the right fit for you.
I'm very spiritual.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And let me just see what they're. Oh, right. And the other thing also too that they're telling me about the person is very good with like verbal quips. So they're very good in a nice verbal exchange. So there's a good verbal stimulation. From what they're showing me. Yeah, they're saying really basically that you have a good radar for this. So you'll be able to. It's not going to be difficult for you to know that it's the person. It may just be that, you know, the relationship starts out slowly and evolves over time from what they're showing me. They're also saying for you, if you want to prepare for it a little bit more, it's up to you, you can consider doing something like meditations where you're, you know, visualizing the person coming in.
Oh, you know what? I do meditations of Archangel Michael, Metatron, Gabriel, Uriel,
mm-hmm.
Hanel,
mm-hmm.
Mother
mm-hmm.
Mary, Zadokai, and Twin Flame Meditation by Elisa Beachy.
Yeah, it sounds great. Well, the Twin Flame is certainly good, and that's all, again, it's all you getting, right, you're definitely going to get a big smoke signal from your guides, but it's all about you really also just kind of gearing yourself up for it. And so, again, you'll be, like, geared up for it by the time it arises. And they feel like that's good. You know, and then there's this feeling when you were talking about the angels that really that you have a good connection with God and there's, like, your connection with God or the divine is, like, very big.
Yeah, you know what? When I was a kid, like, I was very spiritual and I knew things. And I would say to my mom, and I was really young, and she would say, "How do you know that?" And I said, "I just know it."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that all goes through, right? It's interesting. They're just saying that the person that you're going to meet, they'll have a very like, you know, they'll be nice looking, and then specifically, they said that they'll have a very beautiful mouth.
beautiful.
Yeah. So that's what they're saying. So, you know, you don't have to keep your toes crossed. It's, you know, again, it's coming. And then you're just sort of getting yourself in that mode.
I also get that she's going to be quite grounded. And
mm-hmm.
and if you're thinking about having a family with this lady, that the potential is there definitely.
Oh, definitely. I want a family.
Yeah.
I always wanted kids.
There.
I was married before, and it was only a couple of years, but we never had kids, but I do want a family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Empress and the Ten of Coin turned up for me, and both of them are, you know, a woman pregnant with a baby, and the other one with two little babies kind of running around in the cart, so it looks good for that for you. So if I can only second something, a little bit of what Deborah said is that just in terms of the time. So the time, I can't remember, Deborah, if you gave it a particular time. You did, didn't you? You said November, December
mm-hmm.
this year. And so, yeah, and so there you go.
So, James,
thank you for calling. One more quick thing before you pop off. Just basically that what they said is that she likes to entertain. So if you like to entertain, she likes to have people over and entertain, social. So I'll leave that with you.
Awesome.
That would be cool.
That's wonderful news, James.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling
in. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Great. And here we go. 570, you're on the air. What's your name and location and question?
My name is Terry, and I'm from Pennsylvania. And my question is, for not for myself, but for the man that I'm with, he started in a transition with a job, but with the same company that he's working for, and I'd like to see if he could pick up from Spirit if he's going to stay at in the same position, or if he's going to change in upward position, or what's going to happen for him.
Wow, that's interesting. It looks like he's in a state of watching, and it looks like he's going back and forth on it. So let me just see what they're showing me. Right. Okay. Right, okay. He needs a little bit more leverage. He feels like he needs a little bit more leverage to do that. So it may be that he needs to prove his work a little bit more or just know something else. Feels like they're saying that he needs a little bit more leverage because in order for him to do that, he has to feel strong enough to do that, and he has to feel that he's not putting himself at risk by, you know, taking on something that he doesn't have a good handle on with that. It feels like, from what they're showing me, he's definitely looking, and it looks like to me that it may take him until, like, the spring to make that switch. But he's definitely gearing up for it. Let me just see. Right. And he's definitely gearing up for it, and he's willing to take that risk, but he just has to feel like he's got everything behind him before he does it.
We're moving forward, you know, relationship-wise. We want to, you know, plan moving in together. And he's sort of like not too happy with this situation that arose in the past couple of days.
Right. He knows something needs to be changed.
Right, right.
And again, you know how Georgia picks the hangman's card?
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing anything right now. He will do something, but he needs a little bit more time.
Okay.
And that's what it looks like. And I feel that he, in his own way, is intuitive, and I feel that he'll know when it's right for him to make that switch. And I feel that he's paying attention to the timing of things. Because they're showing him watching his clock, so I don't feel like he's not aware of it. I just think he's just not going to be rash. He's just going to, you know, do it in a very wise fashion.
Well, I keep telling you, you know, like one door closes and another door opens, and it maybe had to happen this way because he's like an older person with his group that he works with. They're all younger, and I just said to him, I just think that it has to, you know, like, go in this fashion, in this direction.
Mm-hmm. But he likes things to be organized.
No, does he ever. He's a Virgo.
You know, because they were showing me, and I don't know if this is from his upbringing, but they're showing me, you know, how you have, like, the military. He might not be neat like this, but they have the military, and you bounce the coin off the bed.
Well, he was 10 years.
So it's like, 10, you know.
10 years in the paratrooper, so he is like that.
Right.
Everything in his house, in his drawers, and everything. He's very, very meticulous. He is like that.
So
he needs to listen to his mom.
Right.
well, his mom has passed, so.
Oh, I see. So you're providing some of that feminine influence to him, huh?
Yes, I'm
yeah.
a little older than he is, and I keep trying to keep him on the positive track. And like I said, we're looking, you know, to move in the future. You know, when the time is right, I have a house for sale, and we're just like waiting, processing it now, looking for other homes and land, and just waiting for to move in that direction.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, it's up to you with whatever you do, but from what I was seeing in spirit is that if things keep going along the way they do, it'll be like you're together as a marriage, and it doesn't have to literally be a marriage, but it could be, but it's like you're like a marriage. It's like you're getting married. That's what they were showing me.
Oh, that's good, because I don't want to get married, but he does.
Well, as I said, it doesn't have to be like a formal marriage. That's why I said it's like a marriage. So it's, you know, a permanent couple.
That's what I just, you know, worried about him because he was pretty bummed out about this situation that happened with this company. And it's not like he didn't have a job. He has a job, and that's what I said. It's not like you lost the job. It's just the change of the job, and he just was not happy about it. But we'll see how it all fares out, and I'll tell him because I try to be very positive with him in every way. And he's starting, you know, like I said, bummed out about it, but I'm going to tell him, you know, what you said and just keep looking towards the future. And thank you. That was very good.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Karen. Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
And next we have 858 on the line. Hi, what's
your
name?
Oh, thank you so much for taking my phone call. Thank you, Georgie.
Oh,
I really appreciate. I'm a little bit upset. I went for the interview for the company that I worked for a while as a part-timer. And I was denied the full-time job last month, and I don't think that I'll get this one. It's not because of my knowledge and qualification. My direct supervisor has issues with me. She is kind of jealous. I don't know what's her problem, but she doesn't want to give me any advancement. And I was wondering, what do you see for me for this company? I cannot leave it because I have a pension plan there, and I have to work another maybe 10 years to get my full pension there. And the job is fine, and I'm very qualified. I went through the first round of interviews for both positions through the panel from outside in HR, and I am the finalist because I got very high ratings.
Mm-hmm.
But this supervisor, she's putting brakes on my career. She doesn't want me to advance.
Can you tell us your name again?
My name is Roxana.
Roxana, hi.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hi. I have a feeling I won't get this job, even if I have so many qualifications, and I went through the first round of interviews, and three people from outside gave me very high ratings, and everything was fine. But she was on the interview panel for the second interview, and that's all. When I saw her, you know.
Oh, okay. You know what? You know, just continue on with what you're doing because there might be some turnover in staff. And it looks like eventually that you can get out of her control a little bit. They're showing me that there's money for you to be made in the firm that you're with.
Excuse me?
So just really, there's money to be made. You'll still continue to make money over there?
Well, it's so little money because it's a part-time job. And my question mostly would be not her, but do you see me getting full-time job? I really need it. I cannot make ends meet with this part-time job. It's so little money, it's almost nothing. And I am qualified more than many other people for this promotion. It was a promotional, actually, full-time job, and not just one, but two or three, I don't know. But it was just, so do you see me getting full-time job with that company?
They're saying equal wages. I mean, it feels like, yes, the pay scale is going to get higher. It does feel like that'll happen. Just kind of keep in the process with it because eventually it's going to turn over. There's going to be a turnover, and you'll be able to get a little bit away from her or she won't be as prominent as she is. So it looks like eventually you'll get something, and you'll be in a bigger, you'll get more money. So I would say,
let me tell
you
what my plan is. I want to ask for transfer to another location next week, because that's the only way to get away from here. Even that location geographically is more far away from me, and conditions are not very good because they don't have enough space for people. So I probably won't be able to have my office there or something. But that's the only way to get away from here. Would that be a good decision, or it will be a bad decision?
To change locations?
Just to get away from here to get a full-time job, because I need to get under different supervisor. I cannot be with her anymore. She is putting brakes on my career. She has issues with my success, with my knowledge, with my expertise. She is either jealous. I don't know what's the issue with this woman. But it's not just me. Other people told me the same about her. If she feels someone is more knowledgeable, more experienced, she just blocks that person. She wants to be number one.
Just say hold on for 1 second. Okay. What they're saying is that it looks like if that's what you'd like to do, it feels like it's better for you to do that because it feels like your guides are saying that it is sort of a sacrifice for you to stay there. I'm going to ask Georgia if she has any other input.
I was biting at the bit because I wanted to, but I didn't want to jump in. I do see the change being good, so I definitely ask for a new location because I see you much happier, I see you more open. I don't know about whether the new location will allow for any kind of promotions in terms of getting up, but I see you much happier there. You know, there's so much more
because
light.
Actually,
in the
my main goal to get full-time job, that's why I would like to ask for a transfer. I'm willing to sacrifice the location because I am okay here. The only thing that she will not let me to advance in this career, on this job.
The cast weren't looking very good for here, even though I do agree that if you were to wait, because Deborah was saying that if you were to wait a little while that there would be a shift, you would feel, because of the way that you're feeling now, it would feel like such a struggle, but that would happen. However, you know, you've mentioned again that it's like, you know, the money's not cutting it for you. And the minute you mentioned moving location, it's much better.
But do you see me getting full-time job if I relocate to another location? Because that's the only reason. I need full-time job. Otherwise, I could stay here.
I get the success card, you know. I get a yes. You know, I get the success card and I get, you know, all the cards are really positive. So that's what I can relate to you. Yeah. And I think Deborah also got, right? You also got that it would be much better for you. So
it's much better.
You know, it was an interesting thing. I am successful in my job. I have a lot of success, but money-wise, I'm not paid for that. I paid almost nothing. It's a part-time job that doesn't pay much. So I have a lot of success, a good compliments from clientele. I do a lot of good things.
Have you thought about going out on your own, Roxanne? Because I don't know if that's something that you've thought about, but you are so clear, and that's the other thing that you mentioned, this lady, you know, who sees, you know, things in people that she doesn't have and wants to stomp on them. But, you know, you're direct, you're clear, you know what you want, you know what you can do. This is the kind of person that would do good in a self-employed business, so that if it's possible for you to take this business and make it successful in a self-employed manner.
No, it's not it's a government job. It's a government job. That's why it's a government pension where I have to stay for the next 10 years. If I leave now, I lose my pension for the rest of my life. I can't afford this. I won't be able to retire.
And are you able to do, because I'm just wondering, the cards are very clear about you. Is there anything else that you do? And I wonder if this is in the healing arts or some kind of... I don't know whether this is either going to be part of the part-time or something you do after hours in terms of what you're interested in doing. This is the only thing that you're interested in doing? Because I do have that you're quite talented and creative.
Well, no, that's the only thing. It's my passion. My job is my passion, and I've been in this business for 25 years, believe me, and that's what kind of makes her crazy because she was not there even 15 years. And my credentials, my education, and all the compliments for my work, I noticed she just gets sick when she sees all that. And if there's any promotion, she just puts a break. Who knows what she says there on top?
Roxana, you're definitely going to do better. You're definitely going to do better out of that environment. So encouraging you to follow your intuition there and definitely change your location. So we're actually close to the end of the show, and so we have to say good night. Thank you so much for calling
in. Good night, everybody. Thank you for calling in, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, Deborah, thank you so much for coming on air and on Psychics Gone Wild Fabulous Friday Nights with us, and for giving
wonderful.
Such a fabulous reading.
Thank
and
you.
Keeping the energy high and healing and really wonderful. And we wish you the best. And people can find you at www.illuminateawareness.com.
That's
have
it.
Have a good
yeah.
night, everyone.
Thank you. You too. Have a great night, everyone.